attorney. She does adoptions from the Ukraine. She's actually an international attorney, and after visiting one of the orphanages one time when she went over just to do some working with some of the businesses there, and she saw the orphans, she decided, ooh, I need to also start working with some adoptions and trying to get some of the children out. One of the things that is really good about this situation is that Joyce goes over about once every 2 months, and she never ships anything over that has been donated for the children. She carries it herself to ensure that it gets there. And that's one of the things that we did while we were there. We took over about 700 pounds of items that had been donated either to the orphanages or to the children's hospital. We also visited the children's hospital. As McGray mentioned, we visited 3 orphanages and spent a few days, a couple of days in the children's hospital also. There's only one children's hospital in the Ukraine for there are about 34 million people in the Ukraine. There's an estimated 27,000 children who are considered orphans between the ages of 30 days old and 4 years old. There's not an accurate count exactly how many orphans there are, and we will probably not see that count or hear that count because the Ukrainian people are very embarrassed that there are so many orphans and they don't know what to do. Up until 7 years ago, the government completely took care of them. They provided everything for them. And it's only been in the past 7 years that they've had this explosion of orphans. And they're not orphans from war or anything like that. They're orphans because the parents have the children and can't afford to feed them. And so they either abandon them in the maternity ward or they drop them off at the orphanage, one of the orphanages. The orphanages are out in the middle of nowhere. And in fact, if you were just visiting the Ukraine, you would never see an orphanage because they're about 30, 45 minutes out of town usually, and they're down dirt roads, and there are huge fences around them. You can get in if you know where you're going. But they are embarrassed that they have so many children, and they really don't know what to do with them all. What they do right now is when the child turns 4 years old, if he or she hasn't been adopted, the child is then sent to the mental institution and spends the rest of its life in the mental institution. We had dinner one night with the Prime Minister, and I questioned why they were doing this because I had been playing with some children who were 3, almost 4 years old, and they seemed perfectly fine. And he said, we can afford to clothe them, we can afford to feed them, and we can afford to put a roof over their head, but we can't afford to educate them. You know, I wanted to say to him, you can't afford not to educate them because you have this huge explosion, and in about 10, 15 years, there will really be a huge, tremendous problem because there will also be not only all these orphans, but then all of these uneducated adults who could have helped society. The orphans are very well taken care of with what they have. They have nothing. We take for granted so much. One day, while we were there, the whole time we had hot water. None of the orphanages have hot water. They wash the babies in cold water. They don't even have the gas to heat it on the stoves. And the babies are used to this. The babies don't cry. They're not. You know, I was crying when I was brushing my hair. I was expecting them to cry, you know. They all share the same clothes, and most of the items are clothes that have been donated by us. They've been brought over by us. We delivered 200 toys. We had a box of 200 toys, and the kids had never seen toys like this before, you know. They were the little Fisher-Price trucks and the little itty-bitty dolls that we bought at the dollar store. The girls, where I go to church, we have about 32 girls from the ages of 12 and 17, and they had gotten 200 toys together to send over. And they had gone you know, they had held bake sales and things to raise money, and then they had just gone to Walmart and the dollar store and asked for donations from people. And even the little boys were playing with these little itty-bitty dolls because it was a toy, and they just didn't have the toys, you know. One of the orphanages was a little bit poorer than the other two, and one day they told us that they didn't have enough money for meat or rice. And I was wondering, well, what are you feeding the children? And we saw that day, we were walking around where we weren't really supposed to be, and saw that they were feeding the kids a flour and water paste. And they feed that to the children four or five times a day, so it fills their tummies, and they're not hungry. They don't feel hungry, but they're getting no nutritional value whatsoever. And they have food that's being produced, and like this time of the year, they have plenty of food because the crops are in, but they have no way of preserving the food. They don't have a cannery or, you know, jars to put them in. They know how, they just don't have the means to do it. You know, so even if they had mason jars with lids, that would help, because they know how to can the food if they had the cans or the jars. I asked Joyce, Joyce is back over now, and I asked Joyce right now what would she suggest they needed the most. And she said at this time, the thing she needs the most is some money to get items that have been donated over. Because what happens is that you're allowed, I don't know if you've ever, any of you have ever flown overseas, but you're allowed to carry a certain number of bags on with you. And then anything in excess of that, you have to pay an overweight charge. And British Airways and Delta's, they're pretty nice. They'll usually, like we were carrying six very large containers, and we were supposed to pay for all six containers, and they only made us pay for one. But even that was, you know, we were paying $50 for one container. She has some items in her garage, some clothing items and some toy items, and also some medical supplies that have been donated in her garage. And I have some in my garage at my office that we can't get over right now because we don't have the funds for her to carry, you know, all of that with her. She got a little upset, and I would have too, on this trip. We had 12 Congress people going over on their own Air Force, well, on a jet that taxpayers had paid for, an Air Force jet, and they refused to take any of the stuff with them because they would have had to pack one less suitcase each, and they decided that that just wasn't worth it. But they're going on a mercy mission. Explain that one. So, yes, we have their names if you want to write to them. I've already done it. You know, she was counting on them carrying. She had 12 boxes packed for them to take, and they didn't want to take it. So she has some stuff. Other things that they can use blankets. They don't care if they're used either, you know. I mean, these people are not choosy. They're not picky. The clothes, a lot of the clothes that we took over are clothes that are used clothes. They don't care if they're stained, as long as they can wear them. The first year, I've been working with Joyce for about 2 years, and the first year I got involved, the deciding factor that made me get involved is she told me that year in the maternity ward, they had lost 551 babies because they couldn't keep them warm. They had no blankets. They didn't have the little hats that we put on ours or the little booties that we put on ours as soon as they're born. So you can see a lot of the things that we think, probably things that we throw in the garbage, are things that they can really use. Now, of course, they need big items, too. They need big items like incubators, autoclaves, things like that. And we have gotten several of those things donated. One of the things that we had shipped over in a truck that we had shipped to the Prime Minister, and so we shipped a whole truckload of medical supplies. It was a Jeep Cherokee. A whole truckload of medical supplies was an incubator. And this was the one working incubator that the Children's Hospital has now. They have incubators, but none of them work. You know, we have a list of parts that we could get, you know, and make these things work, but then we have to go over and fix them too. But that's okay, we can do that. You know, we can get that going. So I'll be glad to answer any questions. I appreciate y'all considering the kids. They're all God's children, and they all need our help. And to look at their, I cannot explain to you and convey the feelings I had looking in their eyes. The pictures don't show it. They don't show it. And I appreciate it. Thank you.